Now, we're turning our attention to the Kerry Ambassador Programme, a new and pioneering county initiative designed to drive economic growth through business events and raise Kerry's profile as a global business hub. It was launched last Friday, 7th of October. It's led by the Kerry Convention Bureau in partnership with Kerry County Council, Fáilte Ireland, Kerry Tourism Industry Confederation, Kerry SciTech and Prosper Kerry. Now, the event was held as part of the Council's On Tourist Moor Homecoming Festival, which we talked about in the programme last week. These founding ambassadors comprise 37 highly regarded, I suppose, key influencers and decision makers. With me on the line to talk about this and outline exactly how this is going to work, I've got Becky Hargrove, manager of the Kerry Convention Bureau. We also have one of the ambassadors, Dr. Tony Murphy. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for joining us on the programme. Becky, I'll start with you. 37 highly regarded key influencers. What are they going to be doing for the county?
Oh, thanks, Jerry. It's wonderful to be on. So you've already outlined what that programme is and that we launched on Friday to great applause. So the Kerry Ambassador Programme, look, it's a programme that's been created for community and industry leaders who are interested, I suppose, in supporting the county, attracting business events and investments and opportunities to Kerry. And the wonderful individuals who've joined us as founding ambassadors, you know, they're industry leaders. They come from all corners of the kingdom and the globe, across sectors as wide as varied as community and enterprise, academia, business, engineering, medicine, science, sport, arts and culture. Do you want me to just go into, I suppose, what we want them to do?
Or sure, would you sure, yeah.
To run through that?
Yeah, yeah.
So look, I suppose, how will it work? Well, to be an ambassador is to advocate for Kerry. So what we're asking is that our ambassadors will use their knowledge and their influence, and where possible and appropriate, to assist Kerry Convention Bureau and our partners to identify new business events and opportunities and investment prospects for the county. And really, I suppose, an ambassador, what they do is they provide an invaluable style of advocacy. So they're often able to fast-track to event decision makers and exert a level of influence in their field of expertise, you know, personally talking up the many virtues of Kerry to their colleagues and contacts. So for us, it was about creating an awareness of the free and impartial service that we as the Bureau can offer, in that we make it as easy as possible for an event planner to bring their event to Kerry. But what we've done is we've joined up the dots and we've created a simple and logical next step for ambassadors to refer business onto us. So when they're having a conversation with an individual and organisation, you know, who might have a small or a large scale event that they could bring to Kerry, we're now front of mind and we're on their radar. And the idea is that they can introduce us to that contact and we can work with them to make the idea of bringing said event to Kerry, you know, an easily achieved reality.
Okay, and that's a key issue here, to try and get them, use their contacts, get them talking to people, get them interacting, you know, if they're in networks, to find out someone who might have a business opportunity or maybe a conference coming, to put Kerry on the map of people.
That's it. And look, you know, big business events, you know, they're big business. You know, they include conferences, meetings, group incentives, corporate congress. And it's big business for Ireland, and by extension, it's big business for Kerry. And as a Bureau, our main funding partners are Fáilte Ireland, Kerry County Council, and collectively together to, I suppose, attract events. You know, we were already doing that. But what we wanted to do was create a programme that, you know, did something different and was innovative in that way. So, you know, an ambassador programme, it's not a new concept. Many destinations around the world which host business events, you know, they have ambassador programmes, particularly those, you know, that would have a strong academic presence like university. But from Kerry's perspective, we really wanted to try to do something different, you know, in that we didn't want it just to be large-scale conferences and events, but instead, you know, to broaden its remit and engage a cohort of ambassadors who could integrate bringing and advocating for business of all sizes, you know, into that everyday conversation with their own networks.
Yeah, yeah. And looking at the calibre of people that we have, we've Bernard Looney, Chief Executive Officer of BP internationally, Eddie McGillicuddy of the Glen Carr Group, with Professor Monty Mython, who's the Emeritus Professor of Anaesthesia and Critical Care at University College London, Liz Shanahan, huge in healthcare in the UK, Chair of Relate Care and founder of Kingdom Therapeutics, with David Corcoran, who works in the Midwest United States, Head of New England Midwest USA for Enterprise Ireland, and a whole host of people who are based here in Kerry. I have one of the ambassadors with me, Dr. Tony Murphy of the GLOBE programme, Director of GLOBE Implementation Office. Tony, good morning to you. Thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning, Jerry. How are you?
Not too bad. Tell me about this programme. Why are you excited to be part of it and what are you hoping it achieves?
Well, I think I am from Kerry and a very proud supporter of Kerry, and this program is a global program, and in fact in 2018 we had one of our major events here in Killarney, the Global Learning Expedition. That's where right. we had yeah. over 400 students, teachers, scientists from around the world come and participate in a week-long event, which was incredible. People are still talking about how wonderful it was and how great the facilities were here in Killarney. Not many people knew that a town of our size here could accommodate this number of people, and being right on the steps of the national park was an added bonus, because we do have students go out and collect data from water and air and so on. And so having that facility, having the physical facility of the hotels and all the great accommodation, and then as well the national park was a perfect match for us.
Yeah, it was. And that's kind of an example of the knowledge you have of Kerry, with the connections that you have, being able to bring people here and let people know it's here, both to come live and work, but also to come visit, to have conferences, to connect with, is the important message, is it?
Yes. And as a proud Kerry man living in the US, it's very important, I think, for ambassadors like us to go out. And because we have that first-hand knowledge, it's a lot easier for us to sell the facilities, to sell the county, and to sell the great people that are here. There was nothing that we asked when we were looking at hosting the event here that was impossible to do. Everything that we asked was entertained and made possible. And again, it's that kind of attitude, that positive attitude, that really makes this a wonderful place to have meetings like this.
Yeah. Becky, when you look at the range and the professionalism and the achievements of the people who are picked as ambassadors, I mean, it goes from media, it goes from the Irish Film and Television Academy, it goes to, you know, former advisors to Taoiseach, head of finance at major property companies in the UK. There's a vice president of BNP Paribas based in the United States. It's a huge range of people that you can draw on in terms of their expertise, all kind of talking with one voice for Kerry. Is that right?
Absolutely. And look, you know, for us, when we undertook this process, we did a really, I suppose, extensive research and qualification process as to who we would go out to, you know, and we certainly weren't short on amazing Kerry people, you know, both here and abroad to choose from. But what we tried to do is we focused, I suppose, on initially those individuals that are working within Kerry's industry strength sectors. So where, you know, Kerry's absolutely leads in the way, you know, and that might be around academia or tourism, enterprise, you know, particularly and how we partnered with Kerry SciTech, you know, science and technology. But consideration was also given to ensuring, I suppose, a locational spread and getting them here and abroad. But I have to say, when that invitation went out, you know, accompanied by a letter of endorsement from Kerry County Council, you know, we hoped that we might maybe get 10, 15. You know, we ended up with this incredible group of 37 esteemed individuals. So, you know, in terms of how well that invitation landed and resonated with them was just, you know, incredible and far beyond our wildest expectations. And every single one of them, when we've spoken to them, has been so enthusiastic, so willing to get involved. You know, many of them were doing this already, I suppose, informally, but what we've done is put some shape to that and a process around how they can then take that passion and refer it and help us connect that into actual business opportunities.
Yeah, Tony, why do you think that is? Is it the connection to home? Is it the strength of the connection that Kerry has developed with its diaspora, that people have always time in their lives to make sure that, you know, they spend some time helping their home place?
I think it's all of those, actually. I think it's a combination of that strong tie to, at least in my case, to the landscape of Kerry and to the people, and really wanting to do the best that I can to represent the county when I'm abroad, and really just bring some of that back to home. And it's an amazing place to be from. I talk to people all the time from around the world, and it just has been an amazing place to grow up in. And I really appreciate the fact that I was asked to be an ambassador. I was surprised when I got the letter, but also very, very honored to actually accept it, and really to do the best that I can for the best county that you could come from in this country.
Yeah, the last couple of years have been very challenging. Yep. This sort of initiative now needed more than ever.
Yes. We've all had that challenge no matter where we've been, and I think it's great to actually see the tourists coming back and the tourist industry really rising up to the challenge of getting people back into the country. Again.
Becky, finally, this program will be working throughout the next couple of months and hopefully years. Is there an issue here, I suppose, with the way people are looking at more rural locations now, particularly, obviously, hospitality, we're hoping, recovers to where it was and grows, but the issue of working from here, working places and companies starting and having staff in places like Kerry where they mightn't have looked at it in a similar way since before the pandemic. Is that an opportunity?
Yeah, look, I think everything's an opportunity at the moment. You know, we're all still in this kind of limbo stage of trying to work out where everything has settled after COVID. But, you know, whether it's that this is an ideal place to bring a group to come and reconnect after, you know, they've all been working separately for such a long time, you know, and bringing them here and allowing, I suppose, the landscape and the magic of Kerry to allow for that reconnection. You know, I do think there's a lot of opportunity out there. And for us, you know, it's been such a, I suppose, a timely initiative in terms of launching it. You know, we're thrilled to have been able to do this collectively. And I think that was really important. That's come from COVID, you know, as industry partners, and we're now all really working closely together. You know, we've got this kind of, you know, this common ask that we're going out with. But I think as we continue to build on our reputation as a future-focused, you know, premier business events destination and also one of Ireland's leading knowledge and innovation hubs, you know, where that industry collaboration drives success, the launch of the initiative is timely. You know, we can only, I suppose, hope that it's going to help deliver from, you know, whether it's the living, the working, the holding events here, it's going to deliver economic growth for the county.
Yeah, certainly is. Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for talking to us on the programme this morning. Tony, thanks so much for coming to me here in Killarney, and to Becky as well. Continued success and good luck with the project. And all I might bring to Kerry, that's Becky Hargrove, manager of the Kerry Convention Bureau, and Dr. Tony Murphy as well, one of our ambassadors, one of our 37 ambassadors for the county. Lots of your views, opinions and comments to get to on the programme. Fiona Stack, of course, of Radio Kerry, also one of the ambassadors as part of those 37.